Back to the Olympics now. China is in pole position to top the Olympics medal table for just the second time as the Tokyo Games heads into the final weekend of competition. It's got 34 golds and 74 in total. The only other time it topped the table was at the 2008 Games in Beijing. After only returning to the Olympic fold in 1984, the country has had a remarkable run of success, finishing in the top four at every Summer Games since Barcelona in 1992. While sports is seen as an important demonstration of national pride on the world stage, China's state-driven sports system is also, in a way, the government is a way in which the government maintains internal order. Susan Bronnell is a professor of anthropology at the University of Missouri, St. Louis, and a world authority on China's sports system and the Olympics. She joins me now. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
So China tops the medals. There's always a bit of a race with the US, I guess, as a superpower. What do we make of that? Is that unusual, a surprise?
Well, China is making a really good showing at this particular Olympic Games. Of course, you know, in the U.S., we have always counted the total medal count, and we are winning that at the moment, and China counts the gold medal count, and there's a bit of contention between the two countries about who's actually winning at the moment. I think the Chinese think we're poor sports because we're behind.
Tell me about the Chinese sports system and how much emphasis is put on it. Obviously, they've got a huge talent pool to choose from, 1.4 billion people. How does that work? How are they able to find that talent?
Well, the Chinese sports system really is oriented, or has been oriented, towards foreign diplomacy ever since it was set up in the 1950s. And it was a completely state-supported system in which children were recruited at a young age, and then they would be moved into state-supported boarding schools. That's actually changed a lot now. The whole system is not totally state-supported. There are private academies. There are professional leagues. And maybe that diversification is actually what's enabling them to do a little better now than they have done at the previous two Olympic Games.
And do they celebrate their Olympians as much as other countries? Is it just as big a deal?
Well, you know, internally there's been a bit of a criticism of the single-minded focus on gold medals of that state-supported system, because I think the idea is, you know, this is taxpayer money, and what do we get out of this? And so there's been an increasing effort over the last couple of years to invest more money into recreational sport and popular sport, and to officially downplay the pursuit of gold medals. So that is going on right now where, yes, I think the Chinese citizenry is quite happy to win gold medals. But there has been this ongoing criticism that does have the potential to erupt into broader criticisms of the Chinese government. And it has to do with the idea that our government should be paying attention also to our quality of life, and it shouldn't be single-mindedly pursuing, you know, its own diplomatic interests. And so I think there's, you know, sort of a tricky situation that the sports system and the government have to negotiate at this point in time.
Is there a way of actually judging how much countries like China and the US spend on sport to get a sense of just how much emphasis the governments are putting on it?
Well, the figures are actually publicly available as to the money that the Chinese government spends on sport. And it's really not all that much in the grand scheme of things. We can't really compare it to the United States because we don't have a state-supported system. And also, ours is a decentralized system in which a lot of the support, the infrastructure of sports, is in our universities. And many of those universities are actually supported by our states, not the central government, but the states. So we actually have a great deal of government support that goes into our sport. It's just not a centrally administered government system. My suspicion is that probably way more government money in the end goes into our sports and infrastructure than into the Chinese system.
Interesting. Professor, thank you very much for that. Professor Susan Bronnell there from the University of Missouri, St. Louis.